Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I gotta check that out.
It's a good, like, Starting Five is really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. I think it's a great series.
Oh, you know the other thing I thought about when I was watching the Iverson doc, because that's how we kind of got on this. I saw the Iverson doc over the weekend. Phenomenal, just great. I loved that doc. I would watch that again. And I normally don't double up on stuff, but I would watch that again.
Okay.
But one of the things I was thinking about as I watched that documentary. As I said, I am so thankful, and this may come off as a shot to people. I don't intend it to, but I got to be real. I am so thankful, so thankful that I grew up when I did, and I watched basketball when I did, and that Allen Iverson played in the era that he played in, as opposed to playing now. They would talk so bad about Allen Iverson.
Oh, God.
As far as gameplay, sabermetric, all this. They would talk, and you're missing, I say this all the time, you're missing the plot of this thing sometimes. Allen Iverson is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
He is inspirational. I don't know what his war was, and I don't care. I don't know what his Vazorp was in the basketball.
Players have Vazorp?
Yeah, they just created it.
Oh,
I don't know what it was. I don't care. I know that he inspired me and so many other people to play the game of basketball, to play a certain way, mm-hmm. to just try to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in that era where I could focus on that. If he played today, they would be lighting Allen Iverson. They would diminish him so much.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he didn't play. You know what kind of remind me of? I think Allen Iverson is a better player than this guy, but he's not that far off. It reminds me of Trae Young. And how do they talk about Trae Young?
Terribly, but can you give me the...
Undersized, awesome scorer.
Yeah.
Not this super one-on-one defender, but Trae Young gets steals, right? Because he like gambles, play passing lanes, does all that. His teams never really win. That one time... They won, but other than that, they didn't do the same thing with Iverson. His teams never really went anywhere, except for the one time. And like I said, Iverson's on a higher.
He had Denver teams succeed, right? He played with Melo, didn't he?
Yeah, I think AI was with that team that went to the conference finals. And they had some success, second round here and there, but. And like I said, AI is a little bit more accomplished and just a far better player. But I could only imagine if he played today, they would talk about him the way they talk about Trae.
I can't believe I have to ask this. I can't remember. Did Allen Iverson win an MVP?
Yeah, 01.
01. He did win. Okay.
And they would have, oh, my gosh. That team, they probably would have talked about it because there was nobody. All he wants to do is just shoot. Mm-hmm. That's all he wants to do. If he's not shooting, he's not. Why isn't he making Eric Snow better? All right, man. That's what I, because I would just watch his highlights and it would just take me down memory.
Why isn't he making Eric Snow better is incredible.
And it just made me just think like, man, I'm glad I just watched him and enjoyed him. Because today with social media and the way people talk about basketball, they would not enjoy Allen Iverson.
That is one thing that I fear our job takes from us is the joy of just watching basketball.
So I'm so protective of it, I guess. Like,
sure.
No, I don't want to go down that road. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. That Allen Iverson doc sounds really interesting. And I'm a Allen Iverson fan as well. Not like you are, not at all like you are. I feel like, Allen Iverson is what Russell Westbrook is to me, to you.
Yeah. Him and Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan.
Well, Jordan, well, yeah. Russell Westbrook isn't Jordan to me. Like, just to be clear. I have a forever appreciation for Russell Westbrook. Like, I had a blast last night because I had tickets to the game. And
courtside.
They were not. Actually, the way we had the company tickets, which there's a million stories.
Those still exist?
Wow. They do. So that's the good news. They still exist. We were supposed to take a client, and this all came together very, very, very late in the week. Katie and I were going to take a client. We found out Friday that the client, they were like, I'm so sorry, I can't come. Can we pick a different game? It's like, yeah, no problem. We'll get it worked out. I hit up Bill and Gio. Was like, hey, I know you sent the tickets. I haven't accepted them. They can't go. So, you know, whatever you got to do. And they were like, well, we don't have anyone to give them to. So, you know, enjoy.
Of course, yeah.
So we went and it was, you know, it's fun. Like I'm locking in on the game and I'm watching, but I found myself and I've sat, Katie and I have gone to games before. I've sat as a fan before. But last night was the first night that I remember, like, cheering. Like, when Russ got hot,
It was lit.
I was up. Yeah, I was up. Like, and the 17-year-old came. She was like, I need Kings gear. I said, baby, I got you. I threw the Westbrook jersey at her. She was like, great, this is perfect. So it was like, oh, she was like, that's my guy right there, right? I was like, yeah. So we were all in on this, and it was just fun to kind of, like, cheer and remember. No, I really do love this game. I love this game, and it's the lone sports team that I love, like that I genuinely love. And what killed me was is so much of the end boiled down to, and I said this out loud, God, tomorrow's going to suck. And that's all it was like, if you know, they lose, it's not fun. You walk away, you listen to, thankfully, your favorite sports show, you know, your podcast and all that stuff. And then you just kind of wait for the next game. Here, the whole ride home or the whole wait in the parking garage, I'm thinking like, all right, what are the talking points for tomorrow? And it's like, well, free throws, Austin Reeves. And you're just running through this thing and none of it's fun
right.
Cause you know, everybody's going to be upset,
yeah.
But it's all rooted in the love that you have for the game, for sure, a team for sure, but my reaction was totally a player because that was the only difference between games that we went to last year and the one that we went to yesterday is that Russell Westbrook was on the team.
Right.
And she knows he's my favorite player, so he hits a three and she's doing the let's go, let's go, and she's getting excited. Now, you know, the girls that we brought with us, they're getting excited, and it was just cool to have that. Until it ended or was ending, and it's like, and I'm just looking around like they're going to be so upset tomorrow.
That's what I'd be thinking about as well.
So upset,
yeah,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, and that's our job. That's what we do, man. Let's we'll talk about it. We'll work it all out together. But absolutely, that plays because before I had the show, something like that happened. I work for the state of California. I go to work the next day. I can choose not to engage at all in any sports radio because I'm mad. Niners lose. Nah, I'm listening to Joe Budden today. Don't worry about it. I ain't listening to none. I can stay away from it. But even in preparation for the show, I can't do that, right? Like, I wake up in the morning, I figure out, all right, who I'm going to listen to, where I'm getting information from, and I got to be inundated with it. And that's small price to pay. It's no big deal. But it's just a change in mindset sometimes.
Yeah, like, it's okay. This is what we signed up for. This is what we love doing. Mm-hmm. But it is like you're listening to you talk about Allen Iverson. It's just a reminder that, yeah, no, we actually really love basketball. Like, we really love
game. You think I'd be fighting people now? If Allen Iverson was around today and I had this show.
Lord. Oh, my God.
There'd be some furniture moving every Monday and Wednesday.
Every time, without fail, every time I get into it on Twitter with someone, it started with you. Like, it's never like I have plenty of people say, you know, whatever they want to about me, like in DMs or in mentions or whatever. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
And then I see an exchange with my boy and whoever. And it's like,
oh, that's what we're doing?
Oh, word?
All right, bet. Funny okay. thing before we go, I was gonna leave it alone, and then I saw you say something and him say something back. I was like, well, all right, well, let's talk about Mississippi then. If that's what we're doing. That wasn't even planned. I was about to be done, and then I saw him talking to you. I was like, oh, all right. We just ain't gonna keep doing that.
We ain't going to do that. That's for sure. We ain't going to do that. We're going to come back. let's talk about Domas.
I want
to
know.
There's a lot of things to break down.
I want to know what you think about what I said on the handoff about the fourth quarter.
Okay. We'll do that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I had a couple of things just real quick because I don't think we're going to get to this. Sentence I never thought I'd utter. Shout out to the New York Jets. What a weird week they had. Justin Fields is benched, essentially trashed by the Jets owner, Woody Johnson. And then I guess Tyrod Taylor got hurt or something.
He was dealing with a bone bruise all week.
So, and then
that's why I didn't get to start.
Justin Fields winds up starting on Sunday morning, the same morning that the Jets announced that Nick Mangold passed away.
Man, that was tough.
And it was like, wait, like Nick Mangold, wait a minute. He played recently. He's 41 years old. You know, I saw the clip of Rex on Countdown or Sunday Countdown, and the Jets somehow got their first win of the season on that day. So shout out Justin Fields, shout out to the New York Jets. That had to have been because again, Nick's 41 years old. Like we're not talking a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
We're talking like people on this team, on this staff, in this organization worked with him.
I think Aaron Glenn played with him, didn't he?
And Aaron Glenn played with him. And so for them to be able to pull that off yesterday especially a 39-38. Like I was prepared to ask if the Bengals, and I think we floated this out in overreactions last week, but we just didn't really get to it as we intended. I was prepared to ask the question if the Bengals can win that division. With all that they've dealt with what it looks like, can the Bengals wind up winning that division? And that's certainly still a conversation. It's just probably not a conversation to be had today. But a hell of a job by the Jets to pull out that just incredible 39-38 win on that day under those circumstances.
Yeah, man. That I was kind of doing the same thing. I was like, Nick Mangold, didn't he just play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't he just part of that organization? And, you know, that's just a terrible thing to see. And like you said, there was so much going on with the Jets organization going into this week. Good for them. Good for Aaron Glenn, his first win as a head coach. Justin Fields, good for him too, because that was a tough, it's tough. You know, your owner come out know, talking the way he was talking. So,
And it's fair to ask these questions about Justin
it
Fields
is.
Now.
It
but,
is.
He got one.
Yep.
He got one. So good for them. In honor of the Jets, I wore a green colored sweatsuit. So shout out to
Mr.
Jets.
Jet.
Put a little D'Lo on
fireman out over here.
Yeah. What it is? It's different than what the Jets wear, but it is green. If you'd like to see it, you can go over to KSF. Nope, that's not it. You can go to DLoandKC.com right now and get our brand new sweatshirts. And we've got sweats for the very first time, and these joints are fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is the coldest merch that we have ever put together. It is a smidge bit more expensive. But I promise you, the quality of it is very much worth it. It is absolute fire.
Yeah.
You wanted to mention something about the fourth quarter that we talked about during the handoff.
Yeah, man. I thought Malik Monk should have been in there instead of Keon Ellis. I think I had notes, but I end up stopping at this point. But I think the Lakers have maybe taken a 6-point lead halfway through that fourth quarter. And Austin Reeves was starting to hit shots, and it was like, all right, this is the way the game's going to go. And the thought for me was, you're going to have to find ways to score to get this game. You're down 6. You haven't been able to stop Austin Reeves. They're getting foul calls left and right. They've got this thing figured out with the pick and roll right now. You're going to need a little bit more firepower. And I knew they probably had to take Russ out. Mm-hmm. Not that he was playing bad, but it's just the way I didn't think he was going to finish the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, the move would be Monk for Russ, get a little bit more dynamic on the offensive end. And Monk is putting in good effort on the defense. I'm not saying he's always making the right decision. He's one of those guys that missed a couple of help side rotations and allowed easy layups. So he's not perfect by any means, but he's competing. And you combine that with the fact that sometimes he does, you know, make good defensive plays, and he can make shots anywhere on the court. That's who I would have gone with. He went with Keon instead, and Keon created little to no resistance for Austin Reeves or anybody else at the end of that game and didn't provide anything on the offensive end either. Sorry, James. And hindsight's 20/20. I understand. Like, when I saw Keon go back out there, I understood why he was doing it. I would have gone with Malik Monk. Maybe it would have been just as wrong, maybe worse. So I understand what going with Keon, but I thought Malik should have been closing that game last night.
Yeah, I'm a little bit different than you in the sense that I don't understand why he went to Keon in that moment. It just felt like, you know, we talked about this a lot, that I don't think we're going to see a, quote, closing lineup. We're going to see a game-to-game closing lineup. And we've seen that in the – we saw Dylan Cardwell close. I don't remember if that was the Phoenix game. Yeah, we saw an undrafted rookie close a game already in this young season. To me, at that point in the game, you knew with the markers 448, it wasn't Keon's night. If you weren't going with Russ, which is fine, it should have been Malik. I was kind of done with Keon. I had a Jesse moment where I fired off a text about Keon Ellis last night.
Well,
hey, some of us have moments of weakness and we say things we don't necessarily mean.
I don't know that I don't mean it, though. Like, I just, I'll say this. It just wasn't Keon's night, and it wasn't his night to be out there. And I think you're 100% right. It should have been Malik in that moment. And we could talk about defense. We could talk about guarding. The King. We could talk about defense. We could talk about effort. We could talk about guarding. That's all perfectly fine. The Kings weren't stopping anyone. So you could put forth the effort. You could. I think Austin wound up hitting a shot. It was either Keon or Dennis. He hit a shot guarded completely.
Dennis.
I don't have a beef with however he, like, you guarded that as best as you could. It was the Anthony Davis play from last year or the year before. You can't guard it any better. And he hit it. Like, we could talk about effort and doing all of this stuff. In the end, they weren't getting stops. So put Malik out there and let him take up defenders. Let him drive to the basket. Let him have some moments. Like, you have an offensive weapon out there when it felt like you desperately needed it, because in addition to not being able to get stops, you went cold offensively.
Yeah. And that's my thought with Malik. And then to actually see it play out, Keon had some bad moments in that fourth quarter. I'm not pinning it all on him, saying it's his fault by any means, but he had some bad moments.
But he did.
You know what I mean? He gave up the back door to, I think it was Rui, you know, on whatever action they had, switching, the communication, being ready to defend both sides. That was tough. He got fouled when Austin Reeves just shoved him. He shoved Dennis Schroeder to the ground, and Keon came over and fouled Reeves on the layup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that situation. And there was a couple other plays on the defensive end where my thought was like, well, Malik could have done that, and he could score. You know what I mean? And he could create on his own. And yeah, I thought he should have finished that game.
What play I thought low key was a killer was the 24-second shot clock violation. That wasn't a 24-second shot clock violation. Mm-hmm. So this is a two-way street here, in that the referees missed the call. I guess the ball hit the rim. They missed that. The Lakers challenge it after they called the 24-second shot clock violation. But what that does is it stops everything. And so that was one of the Kings' best defensive possessions, maybe of the entire night. And it stopped. Everything had to stop because they had to go review it. And so now you're running an inbounds play and you're essentially starting all over.
Right.
And that was at a moment where I think the Kings were either down three or four, but we had come off a Levine three. The crowd was very loud when that buzzer went off. And then it just all kind of, like, even if they had gotten the call right and the clock had just reset, you have an amped crowd,
right?
You have everyone up. Now they're pressing. They're trying to get something, and you lost it all.
It gave them an opportunity to settle down a little
bit. Because paraphrase Kendrick Lamar, it killed the whole vibe. The whole vibe was dead because they had to review it. It took a while. And then now the crowd is down. The Lakers are set. The Kings are set. And it just wound up being nothing. I think they scored on that play. It was like. And they got it. In the end, they got the call. If you get the call right, in how much does that change anything? Like, I have no idea. But I know what the vibe in the arena was. And I'm sure you heard it on television. It was up. And then it just all got wiped out because of the review.
Yeah, it was turned up when they got it to three. I think Zach hit the three to get it to a 3-point deficit.
It was a tense final 8 minutes.
Yeah,
the 8 minutes. I even said that I was like, God, it felt like the game was getting frantic. I don't think that it was, but it felt like the game was getting frantic because the crowd was getting really loud, and it's one of those because there's so many Laker fans there. King score is loud. Laker fan score is loud. And so there was a point where I was like, God, it feels like there's 2 minutes left in this game. there was when I said that to her, there was 8:37 left. But that was just the nature. And that went on for the next 8 minutes and 37 seconds or whatever it was.
Yeah. Tough finish, man. And like I said, I would have liked to seen Malik out there. Malik not only in that situation, has shown a number of different times that he can come through and make game-changing plays. But he made some good big-time plays in that third quarter. And for him to get no minutes in the fourth quarter just seemed crazy to me.
Russ and Malik, they brought a lot of life to that arena last night. Even more, I think I could make an argument, they brought even more than Zach LaVine did. And Zach was brilliant last night. But you pointed this out years ago, there's always something about a Malik Monk shot that gets that crowd extra. Like, Russ got a little bit of that, too.
Oh, there's a buzz when Russ has the ball.
Yeah.
When he starts sizing somebody up.
Because something's going to happen.
There's a buzz.
Something's going to happen, either good or bad. Something's going to happen. And
there's absolutely a buzz when he gets the rock.
And he paid it off several times last night. He instigated a run. I think it was in that first half. It wound up amounting to nothing, which is what I felt Domas's game was last night. I don't feel like it amounted to anything. I thought DeAndre Ayton kicked his ass. I honestly thought every 4 and 5 in a Lakers jersey roughed him up. I don't know what the Kings' game plan is for him. Like, Dennis has been brilliant, I think, as a facilitator, as a point guard. DeMar is great at creating. You know, I thought there were some good moments where Zach LaVine had the ball. There were some really, really good moments where Zach LaVine had the ball in his hands. And he worked with Domas and some other guys to create shots, you know, free throw line extended, mid-range type things. These guys got to stop taking these long twos. Like, DeMar's long twos are just so infuriating. But I don't know what I don't know if Domas doesn't know his role on this team. I don't know if Doug doesn't know Domas's role on this team, or if Domas's role is just different than what it's been since he's gotten here. But he looks like a shell of the player that he's been in the past.
Yeah.
He's never going to have the high volume of shot attempts. He just won't do it. He won't work to create his own shot, even though he absolutely can. And he's not the ringleader. He's not the facilitator anymore.
Right.
So you got to be one or the other, in my opinion. If he wants to be the facilitator and everything runs through him and he ends every night with 12 rebounds and 12 assists, if it's working, like, fine. But you can't have 3 assists and 10 points. The rebounds are always going to be there for him. He's tough as nails. He's going to get those. He's going to work. But you can't get your 10th point with 60 seconds left and only have 3 assists. That's not going to work for this team. You have to be one or the other. You have to either find a way to score or find a way to help other people score. And none of that has happened in his first 2 games this season.
And I wonder, now that you, I don't want to say now that you have a facilitating point guard, because that implies that De'Aaron wouldn't pass. You pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But De'Aaron also was a little bit more open to and okay with, hey, we'll give the ball to Domas every time down the court for the first 3 quarters. Like, he was cool with that. He was like, that's what we're doing? Cool. I'll sit back. I'll catch and shoot. You know, I'll facilitate when he's out and do all that. And that's not the group they necessarily have right now. It's not the point guard they necessarily have right now with Dennis Schroeder. And the question is going to be, is can Domas function in a different role? Because I'm not even sure if his role, because once again, we're talking about offense. I'm not sure if his role even like needs to change. They don't have a problem on the offense. I know it may not look the way that people want it to, but Zach is fine. DeMar is fine. Dennis is looking good. You got Malik doing his thing off the bench. I won't count Russell Westbrook, because I'm not going to say he's going to get 18 every time, but so far he's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Malik's been great. By the way, who was Russell Westbrook guarding at the end of that Jazz game? Anybody catch that?
Mm-mm.
Jesse, you catch that?
Who was he guarding at the end of the Jazz game?
Yeah, for much of that fourth quarter.
Was it Walker? Who was it?
Lauri Markkanen. What position does Lauri Markkanen play?
Is he the 4?
He was also guarding Jared Vanderbilt last night as well, too.
What position is Jared Vanderbilt?
He's a 4.
Interesting.
That's
also Jared Vanderbilt can't score. So
that's what's my point the whole time. I said, if you want to run it through Jared Vanderbilt because Russ is guarding him, by all means, do it. They weren't stupid. But I don't think that has necessarily been the issue when you talk about the offensive end. So, like, it doesn't need wholesale changes to the offense. And then when he gets the ball, he's got to do something with it. He got the ball early in the game last night and was not making moves like that. Like, he was not putting people in a blender and putting them, you know, putting his shoulder into their chest and finishing at the rim. Like, that wasn't what was happening. So that, I will give him a little bit of grace because he's coming off of an injury, but that side of the ball seems fine with what the Kings are doing defensively. In that fourth quarter, he was almost a liability out there. So if you're not giving the offensive performance and defensively you're a liability, we got to figure something out, much to your point. And I won't even say like this, because this is, you know, it's not necessarily on him. Like, he has the ball. If he dribble hands off to Zach LaVine and Zach LaVine swings it over to Schroeder and he hits a 3, Domas don't get no credit for that. You know what I'm saying? So the assist numbers are kind of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think De'Aaron Fox, when he was here, allowing Domas to just do whatever for 3 quarters, played a role in some of those assist numbers. But, yeah, he got to figure something out. He's got to figure something out with how to have more of an impact on these games.
You mentioned the Utah game. They won that game by one. This is the coldest 1-2 start ever, because they won that, and I know what the schedule looks like, and I understand like how we all get. We mentioned this the other day. Portland beat Golden State. It was the second night of a back-to-back for the Warriors. They beat them by like 20-something. Mm-hmm. Like, Steve Kerr waved the white flag in the fourth quarter. The Warriors are better than the Trailblazers, right? There's games where, you know, stuff is just going to happen. Like, the Kings are going to catch one. Like, they'll be able to get one. Mm-hmm. They'll win a game that they'll play really well from, you know, start to finish. Like, I don't know if it's going to happen Tuesday. Maybe it happens Wednesday. Maybe it happens on this road trip at some point. Let me knock on something just to make sure we're covered here. But it just, like, this team, they haven't been awful this year. I think the thing that worries me most about the Kings is I feel like what you see is what you get. I feel like this is the team. You're going to have nights where Russ and Malik do what they do. More times than not, though, I think when Zach, DeMar, when all of those guys play that way, even with Domas's 10, 12, and 3 or whatever it was, they're going to win that game. You shoot that way from three, they're going to win that game. They didn't last night, but I think last night will prove this year to be the exception rather than the rule. But the problem is, I think there's a lot of moments within particularly the Suns game and the Lakers game that you're going to get a lot this year. You're going to get streaks of really, really hot shooting. You're going to get streaks of really, really cold shooting. You're going to get a stretch where you're desperately going to need, you know, 3-4 defensive stops to bring you back in. You're going to have a stretch where you need a defensive stop to win a game, which is what we saw Friday. Like, lost and all. Like, hey, Domas got the putback, but in the end, it was a stop from Dennis Schroeder. That won them the game. Like, Utah had the last opportunity to win that game, and they weren't able to do it. So, which was a blast, by the way. We're huddled in the Sky River touchdown zone watching the final minutes of that at the Sac State game. And I pulled it up, and the guys behind me, they pulled it up too, but they're way ahead of me. So they're reacting, and I'm looking at the phone, and finally I'm like, hey, man. And I turned around. I was like, hey, we got to use your phone. So he hands Katie the phone, and we're holding this guy's phone out. And shout out to those brothers because they listened to the show.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging on the final 30 seconds of this game on a phone at Sac State, as Sac State was getting roughed up by Montana. But that's how we saw that final putback from Domas and the final stop.
Yeah.
From Dennis Schroeder. And then but that's the King. That, to me, I think is going to be the King season.
Yeah.
They're never going to look as cohesive as everyone wants them to.
Yeah. That's going to be kind of their nature, at least right now. Like, this is what we talked about also on the handoff, is it's three games in.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect them to have it figured out right now. I wasn't expecting. You throw in Domas injury, throw in Keegan injury, it's going to look a little crazy right now, it feels like. And maybe that's who they are all year. I'm not even saying, like, for sure it'll get better or get more cohesive. Maybe that's just who they are. But there is a level of, you look at the circumstances, you look how everything's going down, and three games in, yeah, it's probably a little frenzied right now. Mm-hmm. With trying to figure out how to piece this together. Number one, just because you got new people on the team, but number two, now you're dealing with injuries. So we'll see if it gets better.
Yeah, you mentioned Keegan Murray. I want to bring him into the conversation. Also, we're gonna have to spend a few minutes talking about your other team that lost this weekend.
Oh, brother.
I don't really know what to do with this one, to be honest with you. That was a weird game for the 49ers. I think I know why, and I think you do too, because you put it in our notes, and I think we feel the same way. So we'll get into the NFL and the 49ers as well. A lot more regarding the Sacramento Kings, including You mentioned Keegan Murray. I want to talk to him about him. James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. It's Thilo and KC. We're brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
20. Kenny was just about to tell us how he went viral. My favorite thing that we do every day is me waiting to see if the guy's going to go, and now back to D'Lo and KC, and just not knowing.
You just never know.
This is my favorite thing. Kenny was about to tell us how he went viral this weekend.
Well, I wouldn't call it viral. It was a hot tweet.
Okay.
Somebody was talking about
over 200 likes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I got you now.
It's all right. That was a change up. It's all right. It's cool.
There was one of these basketball Twitter pages put up a little highlight of Zach LaVine. This was after the first two games. It was like Zach LaVine has 61 points through his first two games. Pure skill, fade, step backs, crazy finishes, and all that.
I think I saw this tweet.
Yeah, and
you
I was
said
just
the
like,
most frustrating.
Yeah. I said he might be the most frustrating player in NBA history. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably skilled, can absolutely do everything on the court. And that one just went crazy with people responding. Yeah. People fighting. I don't even think I responded. I might have responded like twice at the start of the tweet.
Well, those are the rules, yeah.
And then people just fighting with each other in the tweet. Bulls fans, Chicago then got involved and everything.
Boy.
So that was crazy. And then the other one was my question last night about the foul situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it his foul situation?
I don't think I saw this one.
His foul situation is wild. How in an NBA game is the free throw discrepancy ever plus 26 attempts for one team? This was like in the third quarter. Mind you, the Lakers started the game, I think I have it in these notes, in the first 4 minutes of the game, they had taken 10 free throws.
Oh, geez.
They were on it early. That was crazy. And we talk about the nitpicking of foul calls and all this other stuff. I don't know how Austin Reeves shoving Dennis Schroeder to the ground is not a foul. Just shoved him.
I don't know.
Let him play on one end. You don't let him play on the other end. Don't get it. The only truly soft player that was on the Lakers is DeAndre Ayton. Everybody else plays a physical brand of basketball. Jake LaRavia. Well, Austin Reeves doesn't really play physical either. But Jake LaRavia, Vanderbilt, Marcus Smart, Gabe Vincent, when he was in there, get well soon. He left the game with, an ankle injury. Shout out Gus. I saw him as well last night. But it's a physical game. It's like I talked about earlier in the handoff when I would coach. I taught a physical game. Like we're going to put the forearm on your hip. That's how I taught. So I'm not here to tell you, referee, that we're not fouling. Or you deem what we're doing is not fouling. Mm-hmm. But it's a physical game. There's no way the fouls right now can be 9-2 us. The game is physical. It's not physical on one side. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw last night where how I thought it was a physical NBA game. I didn't think the Kings were doing anything out of the norm as far as their physicality or, you know, reaching and all this other stuff. I thought the Lakers were doing a lot of the same stuff. Mm-hmm. How is the discrepancy that much? It just boggles.
We can ask ourselves this all day. We're never going to understand the answer. Like, we all watched the same game. We all saw it play out the same way. I don't have an answer. I did, you know, left. I did leave, you know, as we were talking about earlier, just kind of thinking about how you approach this the next day and you start, you know, running over the different scenarios with the foul, like, okay, what is this? And then I watched the press conferences, Dennis, Doug, and DeMar. Dennis tried to answer everything. DeMar and Doug were essentially speechless. Like, they couldn't, like, I mean, obviously, there is a certain level of you don't criticize officials at the press conference because it's going to wind up costing you. Nothing good is going to come about of that. But just looking at them both sitting there like, I think DeMar said, that's crazy, like 3 or 4 times. And I think Doug said, that's wild, like 3 or 4 times. Like, not in the course of the press conference. I mean, Doug sitting here looking at it. What'd you say? It was 46? That's wild. That's wild. That's wild. I don't know what I would have done. I might have just left if I was in the press conference room, because it's like he doesn't want to talk about this. Like, he has nothing to offer, and that's not a criticism of Doug. It's like he's clearly frustrated. He knows there's certain things he can't say, and he's baffled by what happened on the floor. Now, I think the part that Doug has to get over quickly, which I'm sure he has, I'm sure they all have, is there's nothing you can pull film from the fouls and say, here's how we defend, and you have to be very strategic with the film that you pull, right? Because you can't pull a ticky-tack foul, because that's going to create, you have to pull fouls and say, here's how we can defend on this play without fouling. Here's how we can defend on this play without fouling. But you have to weed through all of that and talk about why you lost the game yesterday. You have to talk about, like, this team can't rebound. And you brought up Keegan Murray a minute ago. with the three games that we have, and we'll say with the two losses that we have, does Keegan Murray make a substantial difference in either of those games? It's an impossible question to answer, I understand. But when you look at some of the things that have gone wrong in Phoenix, hell, it went wrong in Utah. They got their ass kicked on the glass in Utah, but they won, right? So it's less of a talking point. Mm-hmm. They've gotten beat up in every game on the boards that they've played. How much does Keegan change that? They've had dry spells of shooting. Can Keegan fix that? Because Keegan goes through dry spells. Mm-hmm. There's so many unanswered questions with this team because they're trying to figure so many things out with Domas out to start, Keegan out to start, Domas back. Now who are we going to start at the four? Let's try Isaac. That didn't work. Let's see if we can go Keon and go small. I don't know if they think starting Keon worked or not. And I don't know that you could do that against Oklahoma City tomorrow. Mm. But that the question, this is the cold reality. The question of whether it worked might not matter. The question is, or the question might be, well, what else are we going to do? We're going to start Isaac Jones because he's taller? We're going to start Saric, Eubanks, and Domas together? There's no... I don't know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, and part of me feels like when you break it down that way, that they need to... I don't know if this actually matters, but I think about the psyche and the rhythm of some of these players and teams. You might have to settle on a starting lineup until Keegan gets back. The jumping around from starter to non-starter to started last game and played X amount of minutes and doesn't play this game, that I don't think that's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Right now, it feels like it's not a good look. You know what I mean? You might have to do a situation where, and I would probably put Isaac Jones in that scenario where he starts and his minutes as a starter is what's kind of getting yo-yoed to a certain degree, right? Like he may start and the matchup works and he plays 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. He may start and the matchup doesn't work and he plays 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one starting in place of Keegan. That allows Keon to know every night, I'm coming off the bench. I'm getting myself ready mentally to come off the bench, do what we have to do. Maybe the way I play or the matchups earns me more minutes along the way. But something about the – and it's only been three games, but the rotating four spot, starting spot, that might not work out.
But we kind of knew, though. Like, we talked about that when Keegan got hurt. As we got further along in this, like, they might not be able to find a guy to start at four. Hmm. And I don't know if it's they're searching for a guy to start at four or they're just making adjustments game to game because they're just trying something else. Maybe it's matchup-based. Like, I have no idea. Maybe we'll learn something tomorrow. Hmm. Or maybe we'll learn something this week, given the fact that they play Tuesday and Wednesday.
And I would say find a guy to start at four.
Like find a guy to start every game Keegan Murray's not playing.
Yeah, hell yeah. And to be fair, now, this, once again, this is kind of what we talk about. Number one, it's three games. Number two, one of the guys, the guy who was starting on opening night got hurt.
Right, right.
So
right.
We talk about.
It's a constant state of adjustment.
Yeah, like they had to adjust from Keegan getting hurt. Then they had to adjust for a week with Domas getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Then the guy that they put in for Keegan, he got hurt. And you got to adjust to that again. And we'll talk about
all the while Isaac Jones was sick.
Yeah.
That was unavailable
on the second game, right?
The first one. Maybe it was the second one.
It was the first one.
Okay.
It was the first one.
He started the second one.
Right.
Yeah.
So... And there's a lot going on for a team that is still trying to find themselves as a group. They're still trying to figure out what their identity is. And it's frustrating to us because we want them to have that identity and be ready to go game one. probably not going to be that way. It probably won't be that way after this road trip, regardless of what happens. Like, they'll still be trying to get used to playing with each other.
I mentioned, I don't remember if it was on the air during a break, that I watched a little bit of Starting Five. And I was watching a particular clip or a particular part of an episode. It's like, oh, like, what am I looking at? And I, like, Tyrese was limping. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, he, I don't think he gets hurt till the last episode. So what is this? I forgot Ty had a, I think it was a hamstring. Was it calf?
Yeah.
To start last season?
Oh, to start the season. I think it was the hamstring, yeah.
And they started out terrible, or they started out bad, and turned, like, very kind of quietly, turned their season really from the turn of the calendar through the end of the season. There was a part of me that thought, well, we can't wait that long. You're not going to lose your entire season, as dreadful as people think that this next stretch of basketball is, and as awful as they think the Kings will be. They're probably not going to lose their entire season in the next month. So if you can figure some things out along the way while getting Keegan Murray back, you know, I guess around maybe around the middle of November, Thanksgiving, somewhere around there, and you know, start implementing some things there. If you could just, you don't even have to keep your head above water, just be able to grab some oxygen every few games. Like, they might be able to survive this. And then I think we can all make a, and everyone, the problem with this start is a lot of people were already really negative about this team, and all that this does was just solidify how they already feel.
Right.
You and I were a little less negative, I think, but we can, I'll speak for me. I can be turned on that. Mm-hmm. I just need to see the full complement of players.
Right.
I need to see a better execution of what they want to do with Keegan in the lineup. And truth be told, with Nate Clifford in the lineup, I need to see how this plays out in its totality. And if it stinks, y'all win. I was wrong. We'll just get through this together. Mm-hmm. But until then, like, it's tough to make these proclamations. My bigger concern becomes, it, like, when Keegan. So one question I have through at least the last two, through the weekend games, is Domantas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. Well, what does Keegan Murray's return do for Domantas Sabonis? I don't know. I don't even know how the two are related, but I'm sure they are somehow. And it just becomes like, all right, Keegan's return is going to answer some questions while simultaneously creating some more. Rotations change. Roles change. Playing time changes. Nate Clifford returns. Now, all of a sudden, you have your – now, of course, other injuries could happen along the way, and has been the case the first week of the season. That's going to happen. But if you wind up with your full complement of players – that creates an entire new page of questions that we can't even ask right now, because two of their main guys, one starter and one of their main rotation guys, aren't even available.
One just came back after being hurt for a week.
And that was Domas, yeah. Right? And Domas might have come back early, right? So I'm being critical of his play yesterday. You know, we got bailed out. Again, one thing I won't question is his toughness. Like, right. He fought for that offensive rebound. He fought to make sure he got up and got something there at the end of that Utah game. But that is one line item of questions. And as Keegan, Neek start to come back, it's just going to create another line item. And along the way, they're going to have to figure it out. Like, they're going to have to figure things out before having all of those. It's never going to be, like, nice and neat for them. Mm-hmm. It's just not. It's going to be messy. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to figure out a way to win games that aren't cute, to have a season that isn't pretty, and to find a way to, you know, get to January or February where it looks like you can at least continue to, you know, claw in the division.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.